Какой самый опасный грех?
What is the most dangerous sin?
Чего особенно надо человеку бояться?
What must
грех,
a man
который особенно
be particularly afraid
является
of?
Началом именно страсти
sin,
и порождает,
which is the initiation
скорее всего,
of passion,
страсть.
And it causes
скорее всего, это самое такое эффективное средство.
It is the most
почему
effective
вопрос стоит даже об этом? Какой самый опасный грех?
That is our question now.
So
what is the most dangerous sin? So someone
радость,
might
да.
think
ничего,
that I will
вот
say pride, greediness. No, no, it's not so. Anything
будет.
Else, anything else
назовите
in addition
любовь.
To this?
Нет,
any of
равно,
these
нет.
sins? No. Anyway,
скажу,
no.
Конечно,
I'll tell you in private, so it's a secret. I would not have told you, so this is the secret which is known by only the chosen ones, because they are in it, inside the sin themselves. So the most horrible sin is the sin which is perpetrated without any compulsion, voluntarily. Just can I abstain from
вот
doing this? Yes, I can, but I anyway
я
do
знаю,
it. So
хорошо.
This is the most horrible
я
sin.
Знаю,
I know that it's bad. I know
и
that it's better to
насилия,
avoid it without
повторяю.
Any compulsion, without
насилия,
any
страсти.
Suffering, without
compulsive
passion. And anyway, I do it. So this is the
насилие,
most
понятно.
Dangerous
например,
sin. So
все
what kind of compulsion? Is it clear? So for example, if I drink alcoholic drinks all my life, so I cannot abstain from doing this. So if I swear all the time, so how can I abstain from using these words between any alternate word? So, but sometimes a man is used to doing this so much that he cannot abstain from this. So this is the most dangerous sin other sins start with. And a man cannot cope with all these passions. And all these passions are when we clearly, evidently do a sin. So the sin which no one is making me do it. And I can clearly can abstain from doing this. This is the most dangerous sin. So I'll set an example for you. So I'm speaking about a man, and I know something about him. Something not so good about him. Sometimes I'm tempted so much that I cannot abstain from telling bad things about him. I will start calling everyone and tell things about him. But sometimes I feel that I freely, easily can tell things about him and cannot tell things about him. So, but understanding this, understanding that I will, once I will tell things about him, I will do bad. But I have all the power upon myself not to do this, but I anyway do this. This is the example of it, and this can happen in all the spheres. This is the most dangerous sin.
So
it is the initiation of a habit. So, but this is not the matter of things. The matter of things is in another aspect, that it means my voluntary choice of sin, while I face the choice, that no one is pushing me towards this choice, but I am facing the choice myself. I easily can choose between doing good and doing bad. That's what is horrible. So I am showing the direction of my will, the choice of my life in this seemingly very tiny act. So it doesn't, it might mean nothing, but in fact, so here we can trust the Holy Fathers who say that this is the most dangerous sin. Mark the ascetic clearly says that the reason for all our involuntary sins, what is an involuntary sin. So they say, I can't. So the reason for all these involuntary sins is our intentional sins. When I am free, I don't have passion. No one is making me do this, but I just say, okay, so it's not a sin, it's a drivel. So they substantiate that with this free act, when I'm not a slave of this free act, I in fact choose devil instead of God. But what is it? What does it mean, choosing devil instead of God? There is a very serious warning against it. We never know. We never know how this seemingly tiny little sin might connect us to devil. Reverend Antonio the Great very clearly warns us against it. I quote, when we try to live according to testimonial, so we stumble upon obstacles, we are facing the path towards God. Even if we fall and break our nose, we stand up and go straight towards Him. So in this case we connect to Holy Spirit, to God. But when we voluntarily sin, I underline this, voluntarily sin, in this case we connect our spirit with demons, the torturers. Not only with demons, it's clear that all the demons are torturers, but there's nothing to explain, but with demons, the torturers. He warns us against it. He addresses us. You are the Christians. You are the Christians. And this is the reason why apostles went to the world and started teaching all the peoples of the world this truth. Jesus Christ told them, go and teach people, because people didn't know, were ignorant about this. And they that is why they were going to the people, addressing the people and teaching them. So he was addressing the Christians. You are the Christians and you know this. These involuntary sins connect us with the demons, the torturers. So we should think about these words.